Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go.
Last episode, we talked about our major number three, and now we're going to pick right back up as we are headed to Gents Cup.
If people don't remember from our previous episodes, check us out, because we had the commissioner on from Gents Cup, the person who puts this whole guys trip together, golf trip together.
It's a golf trip that is for gentlemen and scholars and young men that decide that they want to play a lot of golf.
Have a good time.
Hang out and with the dudes and go in lazy.
So we went down. Yeah. Have a good time. We can't stress that enough. And release some stress, that's for sure. So we went down 32 guys. Now, we all straggled in the Wednesday night going down there. I know I checked in a little bit later. Obviously, I had to go to Richmond. And then a couple guys we didn't even see that night, they came in after us. But yeah, 32 guys came down. We're at Kings Mill Resort. This is my first time there. Greg was there in the fall or in the winter, maybe?
I was there in the end
Thanksgiving?
Of the fall, November. Beginning of
okay,
November.
So about Thanksgiving time.
Did not play the course, but I did get a lesson there. So I did see some of the course. I saw the driving range.
Were you on the backside of the driving range?
Yep.
Okay, I saw that cover over there. I wonder if that's where it was. Wasn't impressed with their driving range, to be honest with you.
No, they closed down most of it, too, to the point where when it was busy, you were waiting.
Was that all the way? Okay. That golf course, that used to host PGA Tour events. Then it was LPGA Tour events for a long time. I just wasn't wowed. Not to say I have a lot to compare it to, because I haven't played a lot of courses that host those types of events. But
wasn't a big driving range. No,
nah, it wasn't big. But yeah, so first night I know we all met up down at the commission's house. We were all staying in separate condos of anywhere between 4, 5, 6 people. A couple of houses were there, but man, what a cool resort. I know I've talked to my wife about it and even my dad about it, being, hey, man, this is a pretty neat place. Pretty cool to take the family to. But, man, it was a blast. I can't thank the commish more for me getting the invite. And you, I know, helped me get the invite. But, man, we had so much fun. And we're only on the first night. It was a lot of fun.
First night's always a reunion night. It's just everybody's there. They're all talking to people they haven't seen maybe for a year. And that's the best thing about it is these are guys that you aren't going to see every single day of your life or every 6 months or whatnot. But once a year, you circle your calendar for Gents Cup. And that's what you go down there to do. You go down there to see a bunch of guys that you enjoy having a good time with. And I hadn't seen Daniel in since last year's Gents Cup, and he lives in Ohio, and we picked up right where we left off last year.
Yeah. No, I could say, and for me, as many people as I knew there, I knew more names. Like, it wasn't like I hung out with them. Like, a lot of those guys you knew a little bit more closer than I did, and so it was meeting a lot of people, and I think you're a little bit more of the extrovert. I'm a little more of an introvert. So at times it's a little overwhelming. And
you pull the Homer Simpson every once in a while and back into the bushes.
I just get quiet and dude, I listen to everything and it's, oh my gosh, you said that? Oh my gosh, we're talking about that now? And I'm not scared to let people watch when I'm out there. Even when I go a lot of public places, I like to watch people. And
I will say this, somebody did describe you as very analytical. Because you were like sitting there with a bunch of dudes talking about stuff and you weren't chiming in, I could tell that he was listening to every single word and like looking at every single person as they were talking. He's like, he was just analyzing every single person in the room.
I did. I'd be curious to see who said that. But yeah, there was, and it was, you could see some true people come out in situations like that. You can see some people that maybe need to realize that they're a certain age and they should act a little bit probably better, but in overall, dude, it was
a
good time.
Gents Cup is the time to just cut loose.
I don't know, man. You're getting to the age where there's a point. You can only get so sloppy in different situations nowadays. I'm all about having a good time, and I think I held my own just as many people, but there's a point where it's just, wait a second here. But no, dude, I had a blast. I met so many cool people. It was awesome. We were able to get out some gear to some of those guys. I think there was an overwhelming response from our shirts and our hats to them.
It was fun to see people wearing them.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I hope to see some out.
I've gotten a couple texts since then saying that people were commenting on it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I know that one posted to that group chat with it with on. But yeah, so let's talk about the golf, because obviously that was a big part. And I would say, and you're probably the same way, we really have been working towards this trip. This is a pretty big trip.
Oh, yeah.
I know fitness-wise, we set a lot of our workouts to peak out, max out, or be perfectly ready when we go down there. And I will say my hip wasn't bothering me, but I definitely started to feel it about a week out. And I had a little moments, a couple shots to where I wouldn't say bothered me, but I felt there was something there. But overall, I felt pretty good the whole week. We played.
It wasn't a tingle in the loins?
It was not a tingle in the loins. No. Other side of the hip. I'm not tingling there. But yeah, so we played our major on Wednesday. We turned around and we played 36 holes on Thursday. We went out in the morning for the Gents Cup to play 18. And then we got invited out, who they talked to the pro down there that hooked us with a round in the afternoon. So we ended up playing 36 on Friday. And then we ended up playing 18 more on Saturday. And again, the weather was perfect, like we said before. I thought both courses were really good shape. Nothing to complain about. Again, I think the one course, what was it called? The Plantation, played a little bit shorter, but for the formats, I thought it worked out really well on the holes and everything. And then the River course, I thought they were very different nines. I thought the front played completely different than the back.
Yeah.
But man, they were freaking awesome courses. I can't say much negative about any of those.
I will say we hit our stride, though. We were one of the few, if not the only, that were waking up early in the morning, still getting our morning runs in, heading to a beautiful facility of a gym that Kingsmill has. Not your normal run-of-the-mill hotel gym. This had platforms for Olympic lifts. It had benches. It had TRX equipment. It had a whole rack of kettlebells, sandbags, everything you could name of, hammer strength machines. It had pretty much every piece of equipment you could possibly want in a gym at their fitness center, which was awesome. It had hot tubs, and anything that didn't have his cold plunge tub, I would love that. But I mean, it was something that we did every single morning where we got up, we got our workout in, never hit anything too hard, but just a lot of pre-muscle activation type stuff to get it going. And every single person, I think, in that group looked at us like we were crazy, but
we weren't the only ones. We saw some people out and about.
I said we were some of the few.
Yeah, when you put 32 guys together, there really was only a handful that were up. Like, I think we were up pretty much every night pretty late. I think one night I went a little bit earlier because I helped one of our buddies get home. But other than that, yeah, I would say part of the reason I felt good throughout the golf rounds is because we did get up and start moving around. I do think if I would have been that person that was rushing to the tee, it would have taken 6, 7, 8 holes to find the golf ball. And I didn't hit a ton on the range. I hit my normal 10, 15 minutes and then a little bit of putting, and I felt great because we got up and moved around. Now, the first morning did come early. I think we teed off, I think we were about 8:30, maybe. I think we were, me and you. I think you were, was that the round I followed you or you followed me?
I followed you for a lot of rounds.
You did. Yeah. So we went off with my partner in a shamble format, and we were playing two other guys. One of them, I think, was probably one of the top, I don't know, 2 to 3 players there.
Yeah.
And I didn't get off to a great start. I know me and my partner, we fell behind in the shamble. Now, the shamble is we take the best tee shot, play your own ball in, but you add scores together, which the adding of the scores together made a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
But that's where
I did. It's the ultimate equalizer.
Oh, yeah. It was a big difference. And we played with Daniel, who we spoke of before, dude, what an awesome dude that guy was. I'm actually really glad I met him so early, because he was just incredible to talk to about everything. Might be one of the biggest, nicest guys that was there.
Division I college football player.
Yeah. Played center. What did he tell us? He played like 44, 45 games. That's ridiculous for a guy on the line to play that much. Mm-hmm. And just an awesome dude. He is a lawyer now, so I definitely want to keep him on my side in any sort of arguments. So I did not challenge him in any rules or anything, because I didn't want to bring that to the courtroom. But no, we played really well. They got up to a little bit of an early lead, and then the tide flipped. I am in most of my rounds. I don't know about yours. Most of my rounds, I had a small stretch of two holes where I just couldn't do it, and then I always had another three or four hole stretch where I really had to struggle and grind it out. But other than that, I was pretty pleased with that early round when it came down to it. We got up to a four hole lead with six to play, and we just played well, and they beat us coming in. I think the two of us were combining for a par or a bogey, or two bogeys pretty much the whole time, and one was coming in with a birdie and a par. We were just getting, one of us was just getting beat by that shot. The others was tying, and we ended up giving up we gave up 18. I think I parred, and we ended up losing by one shot on that hole, which tied the match. As much as I wanted to win, I can't say I felt bad getting a push in my first round. I know I felt pretty good there. And we were Team E, we were both on the same team, and you were behind us, and you were with a player, right?
I was with the scratch golfer, so it was probably the best matchup possible with me struggling with the tee ball, is to have somebody that is very efficient with it. And I remember I set a goal right before we teed off to myself. I didn't tell him this until I had already achieved the goal, but I wanted to at least use one of my tee balls. And we actually ended up using four of them. And we'll say that on that course, with how far he hits the ball, I don't think I had anything besides a 58-degree wedge in my hand for my second shot. It was ridiculous. It was almost like I was just on the driving range, like hitting 58-degree after 58-degree. We were, even on par fives, I think the longest we had was like, I think I hit an 8-iron once. And
wow.
Everything else was 105, 110 in. And we lost on 18. I did not help that situation. I carded a 9 on that hole.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Then 18 hurt you.
18 hurt me multiple times.
18 was a rough one for you, because I think I saw one later on.
Yeah. We'll get to that last round. I won that match, but I also won the side bet I had on that match.
There you go.
But we were the same way. We went down early. We went down like 3 down, and then we went 2 up, and then we went even for a while, and then it was 1 up, 1 even, 1 up, 1 even. Simple. We were either up or we were down 1 type thing for a while. Went to even on 17, and then we went even on 16, and then pushed 17, and it was surprisingly, because the one guy that was playing with my other friend, he lipped out on so many putts. They could have put us away a lot earlier. He just kept on lipping out on putts. Almost lipped out on a putt on 17 that was downhill, that pretty much, if he wouldn't have hit the cup, it would have been gone down that hill. But lipped out, and it stayed right next to it, tap in. I think I bogeyed and he parred, and I think the other guy bogeyed and he parred. So we pushed that and then got to 18, and I just blew up. I tugged an approach shot that ended up down the slope where I was basically swinging at my belt buckle and hit it further down the hill. And it was just a debacle.
Yeah. Another course, though, that was very difficult on the green. We talked green a little bit at Royal New Kent. Now, green at Kingsmill was really the first time that I really, you had to read which way the grain was going. And obviously with the color change, it's easy to see into the grain or away from the grain, but the cross grain, like reading that right to left that ended up going against the grain, like it held that break up. You're doing it the other way, and you had to add more break. And I will tell you that the adding and taking away the little bit of the break, that was what really was difficult for me. It took me a while to get down grain, up grain, and figure out speed there. But the cross grain, and I've lipped or just rolled by so many putts, and it was just like, man, I feel like I hit a good putt. And then you go back up there and take another putt, and you put a little bit better pace on it, and it really did make a big difference. But man, the river course played really well. Couple good shots. I had what they called four bullets. I think you had
eight
bullets. I did leave one out there on that hole. I was not thinking I should have taken stroke. It was just weird. I didn't really play them right that first 18 holes. I did figure out a better way to play them the rest of the time.
I think I
to use them
two or three in the first round. Thinking back on it, I probably should have just taken a mulligan. And
well, even mulligans, like I really do think when I go back to it, I overheard some people talking, you should just take strokes, just 100%.
The strokes weren't allowed in Shamble.
Oh, no, they were. People were taking them.
Interesting.
If they weren't, maybe it wasn't that one. Maybe it was later on, but they were talking about that. But anyway, so it was tough. We pushed, and you said you lost that one?
We lost on 18, yeah.
You lost on 18. But yeah, it was a quick turnaround. I think we got a small bite to eat, flipped over, and we headed back out on the plantation course for a scramble.
I had my two PB.
I left all of my peanut butter and jellies at home, and Tyler definitely told me how much he enjoyed them all weekend as I was gone. So he really helped out when they were at Tegan's softball tournament. And I just like, man, I knew I brought something else to eat. It was gone. But yeah, we flipped over, scrambled at the plantation. Another course that took a little while to figure out. Again, the front and the back played a little bit different. But overall, scramble, we came the tail opposite of the first round. We came from behind, and we stood on 18 with a one-up lead, and we parred, and we played the other Brad, and he basically drove the green, chipped to 3 inches. I thought he actually hold the chip and made the putt for birdie, and we parred. And so we ended up pushing that round as well too. Another one kind of struggled a little bit in the middle of the round on that one. Came out good, struggled a little bit. Scrambles a little bit different. I don't love scrambles because I feel like all you do is try to hit it as far as you can. It takes away some of that golf flow that you get into. But another great course, played well. I think I played your other buddy and the other one, he played pretty solid. As he played, my partner played pretty solid overall. I wish we would have kept a little bit more of what we shot. I would say we were probably right around even in our scramble, which not too bad. I'm not disappointed in that. Never playing the course before, different things. So ended up my first day 0-1. Now this one, I think you followed me again.
Yeah, we did. No, we were in front of you.
You were in front of me on this one.
We lost on 17, but I was playing with my lawyer buddy, which both of us aren't.
Yes, you were playing who I played with the first time.
Yeah, and both of us aren't great golfers, but tell you the truth.
Who did you play against in that one? Were they equal in the bullets?
Oh, no. I played against the same guy that I played in first round and then a stick.
Okay.
Actually, no, I didn't. Who did we play again? I can't even remember.
No worries. We're leaving that out anyways.
But tell you the truth, we played a solid round. Same thing, up and down, even. It was like nobody wanted to win the scramble, I will say that. We halved probably 10, 11 holes, and nobody was up more than two at time.
Yeah.
But we came back, and then we got to 17, and we lost on 17 to go. We were one down, and we lost on 17 to go two down one to play. And then played 18. But it was one of those things where, like, we picked each other up each and every time. Like, if I had an errant shot, he had a great shot. And I don't mean great, like, sticking it
two feet
from the pin, but kept us alive, put us on the green and whatnot. I think we communicated really well. If I had a bad tee shot, he had a good one. So
it
kept us alive, and it was an even match through and through. And ultimately lost that, so I finished the day 0-2.
Yeah. Another round, we did make a couple birdies in that round, I know, but we never really stuck something close. I never felt like we could get a wedge or something 10 feet. Like, our birdie looks were 15, 20 feet, which even with two putts, we're not pros by anywhere. That's going to be tough to make one or two of those, even if you see the reeds. But yeah, so overall, fairway fit was
0-3 Did you win your first round?
I didn't lose. I pushed both of my rounds.
Oh, okay.
So I was 0-2. You were 0-1-1.
0-2-2.
No, 0-1. You lost both of yours, yeah. So you were 0-2-2. Yeah, math's not my strong one. I got
obviously.
You. I got you.
Maybe that's why you were carded in birdies rather than pars.
No, I wasn't carded in birdies.
Kidding.
Yeah, so again, had another great night. Hung out quite a bit. I get a lot of guys playing all day. Was a little bit struggler, so I know at night it wasn't as big a group out when we were having a good time.
I think we
ate right at the clubhouse that night. It was a good burger. It's half-price burgers, too.
I had it the next day, too.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, I thought you had the same one. I thought you were like that one guy that ordered two burgers just to eat two.
I probably would have.
No bun, though.
No bun. He's all carnivore.
That's fine.
It's actually pretty interesting.
It looked good.
It's pretty interesting.
It looked good.
It did.
So, headed back out on, I think it's Friday now, and this time we were playing best ball, right? Or better ball, best ball, four ball, however you want to say it. So, we went out. We were back on the plantation course. And we had a match on this one. We battled. I think after nine, it was tied. And I think we tied or went back and forth the next eight holes. And on our seven holes, on 17, that's what it was. Because we started to get a little bit of a crowd. I think we were later off. So we had a couple groups come back. And on 16... ended up making a big par to lose the hole to a birdie from 20 feet. And I was playing the same real solid player from my very first round. And so they ended up taking a one-hole lead going into 17. And if you remember, 17 was the par three that the cart path went down. And I remember I blocked mine. My partner ended up hitting into the stuff. I blocked mine. They were on. And I remember I had to chip from the other side of the green. So I had to play a little slope down. It went to a left pin. And I told myself, listen, I either need to make this tap in or it needs to roll to the fringe, which was about 12, 15 feet past the hole because I still had a bullet to use. I had my last one. And I felt like if I was 12 feet away, you can't use bullets on the green. So if it put me on the fringe, I wasn't going to be that upset. So I actually hit a really good chip. It lipped the cup, but kept on going. And I was just off. And I walked out. And as I was walking over there, I was smiling. And the two guys we were playing against, they're like, yeah, we know you have a bullet. We got you. So they finished the hole, and it was about a 17, 18 footer, a little left. And man, I thought I hit a gorgeous putt, and it just took the high side and kicked. And obviously I said, I'm going to go ahead and use my last bullet, and I made it. So I was able to take it to 18, still down one, and I made par, and they made birdie. And no, actually I didn't. I did not play that hole very well. My partner made par. And they made birdie. So that was our first loss, but that was a great match. I had a lot of fun playing with those guys. That was the dad of my old teammate that I was playing with, and he was awesome to play with. So were the other two. It was just a lot of fun to play with them. But yeah, so now I'm 0-1-2 going into your third round, which I do think you were in front of me on this one.
Probably. Yeah, because we came back and saw you guys. I got to play with the celebrity guest this round, and I came out firing. I hit a beautiful drive that kind of hugged the tree line, and I was like, if it didn't hit any trees, I think I'm going to be pretty darn close. I had probably a 60-yard shot hitting on one, chipped it relatively close, and I was pinned high, but just off to the left side. I was still on the green, but just off to the left side. Made the putt, birdied first hole. I was like, okay, all right, today's going to be a good day. Hole two, I forgot how to play golf.
Oh, boy. I
topped a drive into the crap right in front of the tee box. I then proceeded to say, okay, talk to my partner. I was like, should I use one right now and just take a mulligan? He was like, do it. He was like, go ahead. So burned a bullet, took a mulligan, did the same thing. So drove around to the other side of the ravine, took my drop, and proceeded to top three balls in a row. So frustrations rising early in the morning on this one. Pretty much played horribly, and I think I put driver in the bag for about 7-8 holes and just was hitting.
But you could get away with it on this course. You could get away. It would put you a little bit further back. You're probably now hitting wedge, maybe 9-iron in on a lot, maybe 8-iron on a couple holes. But those greens, they were firming out. I know by the end of that third round, you had to play to the front of the green because they were rolling to where they needed to be.
But I figured out how to play golf a little bit later on, and it was another one where it was back and forth, and I think the furthest we went down was 3. I know that my partner had a couple of balls that we, like the infamous, like you saw it down and it's just nowhere to be found. And that kind of messed with him a little bit too, because I think it happened 3 times on this course where we saw it down. We were like, what did it hit? What hole did it go into? Is there a hole or something like that? And we ended up squaring it up and then went one down on 15. I think we pushed 16 and then I think we lost on 17 as well. So that was another one that we lost on 17. I think both of us blocked our shots out up onto that hill on the right side and just tried to chip up. And literally just rolled off. And I think I had a good look at it, but I missed it. So,
right.
Playing a stick. He's a great pickleball player, but he's also probably the best athlete I've ever been around. He can play it.
Yeah. No, I know. That was definitely that pin placement on 17 was not. Didn't favor my draw. I wasn't drawing anything, so it didn't favor anything. And so a block right, I wasn't surprised when I did that too and then chipped it over. I think we had a good lunch after round 3. Now we're sitting.
I had another burger. It was great.
Did you have another burger? Yeah, I think I went with the quesadilla route.
You did. Chicken quesadilla.
They were solid. And then I remember a guy came up to us and said, hey, you want to play? And when he said it was going to be comped by the pro, it was like, yeah, did. It was a no-brainer for me, and I don't think we had to convince you at all either. It was go time pretty quick.
Yeah.
After that, we went out.
A chance to play the course the day before singles on the course, yeah.
Yeah, the river course was gorgeous, and I was glad I played it because as much as I remembered everything, I didn't remember everything, so playing it again.
If you remember correctly, I was totally confused because I was like, I don't really remember playing this hole because everything. Playing the shamble with him, I was at totally different distances.
Yeah, so I think I played that round really well. I did finish pretty poorly. I think I finished double then with a bogey and I shot 81. That was the one round I had a true score on. I kept it all the way through, but that was fun. That was good. I'm telling you, that was another good day of everything. We ended up getting, what did we do? For food. I think we went, did we go to the grocery store and then we went back out and hung out with the guys afterwards. You played fairly well that day, that round too, didn't you?
That was
Friday.
Friday.
Did you keep that one?
I did two from that day, obviously. No, I didn't. Yeah, I had 0 greens, 7% fairways and rag, 33 putts, shot a 103. Did go 50-50. Parred the par 5, yeah. Though. That was my only par. Was that par 5.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Which was the one that I birdied the next day.
Yeah, but I felt like you hit the ball fairly well. You just scored poorly.
Yeah.
I didn't think you had a lot of chunks or different things. I don't remember that being a weird round where
that
lost every ball and then playing it. Yeah. You just didn't score.
I was tugging a lot, so I wasn't actually putting bulls in play. They were in play, but they weren't in good positions.
Yeah. But, dude, I tell you, it was gorgeous. And like we said earlier, those greens firmed up, too. That made that course very difficult on the greens. They were lightning quick. And that takes us to singles. Now,
Saturday morning, though, we did a solid run and got to see some pin placements, got to see them watering down the greens.
That's right. We actually did run the course that day.
I did tell my singles match group probably about 12 holes in that I did run the course. I was like, I might have cheated in your mind, but I did take a peek at some pin placements earlier today.
Yeah. No, the course was good. It was solid. I was the first group out, and I remember it was weird. Obviously, you get 32 guys together. Life happens. There's a couple of people had to go and were scheduled to go. Some were last, they had to go. But thank goodness there was no emergencies, but they did have to leave. And so my singles ended up being a 2v1 where I lost all of my bullets. The guy I was playing on my team, I don't think had any bullets. And we ended up playing the commish on the other side on Team Noel. And he got a couple extra bullets. And I will tell you, that was by far some of the best golf I have seen. And it was a lot of fun. He came out firing. I came out playing pretty well. I did have a 3 or 4 hole stretch as we were transitioning from the front nine to the back nine that made things a little bit more challenging, but I finished pretty strong. He used his bullets very wisely. He took a lot of strokes. Me and my partner, and even though it was singles, I did have a partner, and we just didn't make birdies was what it came down to. So we couldn't really ever put him away. And so even if he got a bogey with his stroke, he was ending up pushing a lot of holes. And he made a bomb on, I think, 3 different holes. And then on 16, he got up and down and made about a 20, 25 footer downhill slider to push the hole to 17. And then we both were stuck at inside 10 feet. And again, that was probably my best birdie look of the whole afternoon. And he missed the green, missed his chip, and ended up just conceding right there. And we were able to take the one. And now as Uncle E's Team E, we were 3 points down going into the singles.
3 points down.
Three full points down going into the singles. I don't know. Maybe that was the start of a comeback right there. And no, for the next 2, 3, 4 groups that came three, it was all Uncle E just taking it to goal. I know we made it interesting right away. And you came in, but you guys were done, I think, when I saw you.
We had another instance where the guy that I was supposed to play had to leave early. Basically, we did a 2v1 and gave the guy extra bullets. And funny thing was, like, he literally, I think he took 3 or 4 on the front, but then saved everything for the back nine. It was stroking every single hole on the back nine. And once again, like, I had a very slow start. I shot a 51 on the front, had one par. Had 11 greens in reg and only hit 2 out of 7 fairways. And it was, tee ball was just off the chart. I was dropping and I was recovering well and whatnot and having big scores and whatnot, but wasn't playing too bad to the point where I wasn't getting too frustrated. Started figuring stuff out on the back nine, even though the score won't show it. I would say probably I was more so going towards my gambling bet that I had, that somebody bet that I wouldn't break 100 on this round. And after the 51 in the front, I was like, all right, I got to turn it on. I was like, I got to make sure I have a good score in the back nine.
We did sit around the night before and listen to about 4 or 5 people take bets that they not only talked about bets for 45 minutes, I think they talked about the same bet 3 different times because they couldn't figure out what they were writing down.
And even the next day, they still didn't know
what they were doing. Still didn't know.
But a lot of people bet against me to break 100, so they thought I was going to shoot a higher number. So I'm a person that tries to rise to the occasion, even though I did my best to try and blow that. But on the back nine, I was playing decent. I had two bad holes. I was playing bogey golf for 12 and 13 where I doubled. But had a birdie, which was the last bullet that I had because I only had two bullets.
And so birdie for an eagle.
He stroked on 15. I was like, I'm saving my last one for 15. I was like, I have to be able to stroke on him if he's stroking on 15.
Right.
And I hit a bomb drive at 165 in and played to the left side of the green because it was a right tucked pin. Was just off the green. Chipped it close, made like a 5 or 6 footer for birdie.
Yeah, it's like front middle, punt right. Yeah, I remember that one.
And so that basically put us one up. And then we won 16 and put us two up. And he basically just, or no, I'm sorry, we were two up. I birdied, net eagled that, put us three up. And then we pushed 16 and he conceded. So then I turned, all eyes were, the other two guys were like, we don't need to play. And I was like, oh, I'm finishing this round. Like I was thinking I could shoot a low 90s. And then 17 came, the par three, and it was probably playing
125.
No, it was only like 118.
117. Yeah,
118.
So downhill, a little crosswind.
I hit a gap wedge, and I landed pin high and caught it flush. And I was like, oh, dude, we're money. I was like, I'm going to be sitting nice. And it hit and sucked back down the hill. And there's a big drop off in the front of that green that dropped me down. I hit a 58 that just tried to chip it back up onto the green and feather it in there. It landed a little bit short and sucked right back down to my feet. Did the same shot again. And then finally, out of frustration, punched it up and had a long putt, two putted, triple bogeyed 17. So now,
oh boy.
Now I'm sitting there making 100. Look a little bit closer. Then on 18, with the majority of the people that were betting against me watching, I snap hook two drives into the water.
Yeah, you did.
I do believe I had a club toss on that one.
It was solid, though. It was away from the water, just so everybody knows. Yeah, it was away from the water.
Away from the people. And then put the driver in the bag. Actually, I didn't even go pick it up.
No.
Think that
we did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pulled out my 3-iron. Punched it across, hit an approach shot, short right, chipped it up behind the hole. I had like a 4 or 5 footer and the match was already over. And literally everybody that was my group was like, that's good. And I was like, no, it can't be good. I was like, because this is make for 99 and miss for 100. I was
there,
like,
you
so
go.
Step over it and made the putt.
Made the putt.
Walked off victorious with a 99. Not to say that's the best round of golf I've made money on, but certainly not the worst.
You made people money. You didn't make yourself money. You made people money.
I took myself against them.
Okay. But what was a good thing is, a couple holes later, the match overall did get interesting, and the final group came in, and they had two guys still going, and I think if you wanted to take bullets-wise, just who had the most bullets, I think these two guys had the most bullets on each team. And it came down to it. And shout out to Tom, who we both played with, Tom, and he's our lawyer friend. He didn't go to the greatest college, but we won't talk about that. But I do let him know every time I see him. But a shout out to Tom. He was able to drain, I think it's about a 4-footer
I'll give him five and a half feet
to clinch
downhill,
the cup.
A little slider.
Yeah, to clinch the cup for Uncle E. And it was actually pretty cool. We all kind of gathered there for a nice picture. But it was a lot of fun. And they set it up because they wanted it to be interesting coming down. Team Noel had a 3-shot lead going into the last day, but we were able to overcome on the last one and won. So a lot of fun. Shout out to the both captains and all the people that made that work, because it probably couldn't have been happier that it was interesting. Kept it interesting as it came down to the end, but a lot of fun. That was a great time.
Got to drink out of the cup on Saturday.
Got to drink out of the cup. A lot of fun. I can't complain. We did end up heading to the pool.
And it was the commissioner's birthday.
It was the commissioner's birthday. I beat the commissioner on his birthday, but I don't know. There were some times there I felt like the other two were playing and I was just there having fun playing golf. I think my partner will tell you differently, but I'm not really sure it would have mattered if I wasn't there or not. But It was a lot of fun. We headed to the pool afterwards. We probably could have left a couple people still going around in the Lazy River. 4 days, they probably would have laid in their raft.
I mean, how fun is a Lazy River, though? I haven't been in one in a long time. And the fact that we spent that much time in it, I probably could have stayed in there another 3 hours if it wasn't.
And it was a solid current.
It started getting shivery, but
it was like a faster-paced Lazy River, too. It wasn't like one of those true lazy you had to paddle yourself. It was a good little current going.
Go against the current.
But it was good catching up with everybody there. And then I know we headed back later and got some food. And then we headed back again to celebrate with everybody before everybody parted ways on Sunday. And we headed back. But awesome time. Awesome time. I hope the invitation comes back my way for next year. Hey, I know me and him talked a tad bit when we were playing on Saturday about his thoughts of next year. And actually the next 2 years, I think he's already got locations in his head on where he wants to, and should be a really good time. I don't know if we'll ever get 32 guys. He did talk about expanding it and making four teams, but
live golf style,
which would be pretty cool. I don't know how he could do everything like that, but it would be pretty neat to do. Regardless, we could always figure it out. But it was a whole bunch of fun. Got home pretty easy. I didn't think traffic was too bad, and back to the grind. But let's talk about takeaways. We always talk about, what are we doing? So we got about not even 2 weeks until the summer season starts, Greg. Where do you feel, where are you going to rate yourself on hitting those goals of getting back to the 70s, a couple rounds in the 70s, and then getting back to a single digit? How is your confidence level right now?
I'd say about a 2 out of 10.
We're a little lower than last time.
Yeah.
A little lower than last time.
A big bubble pop of confidence on this weekend. But I would say that, 2 out of 10 right now. I did not swing a club until this morning.
I haven't swung one at all.
And you didn't have 6 rounds over 100. I'm sorry, you had 5. I had 5 rounds over 101.99. But it's one of those things where I started from scratch again today. I just grabbed a pitching wedge and an entire large bucket of balls with one club, just trying to figure out what I can do to shorten the swing, make it more less hitchy, less stiff, less elongated, and more repeatable.
You're just trying to get your feel back. Yeah, I know we talked a little bit about some things for you to do. I told you to chip and putt just because why frustrate yourself?
A lot of Instagram reels, and I don't know. Yeah. That's probably gonna hinder me or help me. I don't know, but we'll find out here soon.
Yeah. No, I do think we need a range session. We need to get together and do a range session and play maybe in 9 holes or something small and just to talk, get back on that positive side. I do think maybe before this year, most of our rounds were together. Not as much as we were competing, we were just casually competing. I feel every round we play now, it's either a major or we were in this competition in the last week. So
it's true.
We
played 2 other times.
So I think you should still have a pretty high mindset because you're going to start playing more golf, not just hitting balls. You're going to start playing more golf. Time should be freeing up here in a couple weeks and you get yourself out there and start playing to get yourself, not even through this summer season, but just get back on the course a lot, play quite a bit and go from there.
Kind of far out of reach.
I don't think it is. I really don't. If you can commit to 20 rounds for the rest of the year, which I think you need twice as much as that just to be a good golfer. But if you can get 20 rounds, you can get 8 rounds where you're sub 85.
Yeah, true.
You could. And so then we may be talking 9, but 9's a single digit. So I think you could be right there. It's going to be difficult.
I'll take a 9.9 right now.
And then if you throw one of those into the 70s, because I think you're close to eliminating the big numbers. I do think you have played some very tough courses. When you play my course out here, you don't play it very much. So it's a pretty demanding course if you don't play it a lot.
Yeah.
I still think it's a demanding course, but I also know where my misses are and how I can. And I've been in those spots to where I can play out of. When you're never in there, now you're playing from a weird spot. It's tough. When you get yourself back on South Riding and you start playing a little bit more, where you're a little bit more comfortable playing, you'll get your numbers back to where you want to be.
I think it's been almost over a year.
Yeah. I think in the fall we played the other one, Pleasant Valley, quite a bit. So I think that's something you can do. I do think I would throw out getting a lesson. I'm not a lesson guy. I don't even know where you would go to get a lesson. If it's just going out and hit with me, I do know some things I think I could help you with that I've been watching my own reels, and not me as my own swing, but watching golf reels as well too, that could help you a little bit. I think in the Paul's idea that you did today, just get yourself set in planes. I go back to my plane, my baseball days hitting off a tee. I can mimic some of those drills in a golf swing at the same time. Just little things like that, that you'll get there. So I think your mindset, you need to be higher than a two. I get the frustration. I do know Saturday night, when everyone started to talk to you a little bit, I felt it. And I tried to step in and be like, well, hold on here, like this and that. And then the stick that we'd talk about, our scratch golfer, he felt my energy and yours, and he stepped in too. And guys, let's move on type thing. But I know he could definitely help you out a little bit. I think I got some things that can help you out a little bit, but you'll get through it. You're closer than you think. I know it's not showing it, but I do think you're closer than you think to be there to get yourself going. But I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't swung since I got back. I'm hoping to still be on track. I'm still pretty high and positive that I'm around to get my numbers back down. One thing I've noticed.
Did you climb up this weekend?
No, I didn't. I didn't put any scores in. I did not. I did not. All my scores did not count to my top eight in my handicap. That's what it was. Because remember, I had a stretch where I six scores in a row counted for me, and then they were all a little bit higher. I think I had an 83 and an 81 that put in for my round. So I knew I was going to have a couple of those. I never thought I was going to be. The one thing I noticed, I played a couple around before I left with some really good players. And I actually looked up like what their handicap was, and they were, one of them was a 3 and one of them was a 4. And I was like, all right, if I'm playing at a 5.6 now, I'm like, I'm not that far away from them. And I beat one straight up, and the other one just made a couple more birdies than I did. I'm like, I'm right there. But it also showed me how there's a big difference between a 3 and a 5. Like, as close as I am, there is still a big, oh, that's 2 tee shots better. That's 2 putts better just to move 2 points on a handicap. So it's going to be a little bit challenging to get there, but I still think I'm just going to play so much. The kids are doing swim team. I drop them off, go hit balls. It's pretty nice setup I got going for the summer here. And we're traveling a little bit, not too much like you are. So I got nothing else to do. Work on getting our gear going, getting our website going, and work on the podcast stuff. And other than that, I'm ready to get better.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Jumped right back in it this morning. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, probably be out there again.
Let's go ahead and talk about next week. We'll touch base in a few days. Let's touch base and really narrow down a couple of the challenges that we've got coming up, and talk a little bit about the summer swing, what you're going to do to get ready. When's you're going to be think you'll be your first round. And man, I'm looking forward to it. See what we can do. Definitely got to get to play more golf together somehow. Figure this out. Even if it's just me running that way or you running back out here, go from there. And I do have a couple cool ideas that I think we can work out as the year gets going. I need you to get a little more confidence back before I get you out there on the course for these ideas, though. We'll talk then, man. I can't stress enough. Had a blast this weekend. Had a blast with you. I know this is something we love to do, man. We got to keep it up and do it again.
It's always weekend of the year.
Yeah, but me and you, we need to do more. We need to do more. This is the big one, but we got a couple that we need to figure out and head out that way.
Always better.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you then, and we'll touch base. Hey, everybody else, to listen in, make sure to like, subscribe, or follow, whatever you're listening to. We are out there. We are ready for any comments you may have. Shoot us some emails, and we'll touch base. Any questions, let us know. Have a good